Have you settled with your current state of fitness? Are you thinking that it'll always be this way? No matter how hard you try, this is just what it is. Are you accepting this condition as God's will? Well, my dear friend, this episode is for you. Thank you for listening to the Break Free and Get Fit podcast with me, your host, Dr. Janelle Taveras. This purpose-driven and powerful podcast will provide you with the necessary strategies and tools to break free from everything limiting your full potential to live a fit life. It's God's desire for you to be fit, healthy and whole, missing nothing. Jesus has already done his part. Now it's your turn to do your part to co-labor with him. Success in life doesn't happen by accident, but is a result of your day-to-day choices. Listen to every episode with an open heart and hear the voice of God speaking to you and guiding your next steps. Let's get into today's episode. I'm going to start by saying that it is God's will for you to be healthy and fit. Nowhere in the Word of God does it say that disease and lack of health are your portion. Understanding God's will for your health and fitness is crucial, especially because this will determine how much you are able to do for the Lord. So here are some tips that can help you discern God's will for your fitness and your life. So today I'm going to run through 10 tips to help you discern God's will for your fitness. Tip number one, ditch the status quo. Make a choice to not be influenced by the world, to not be mediocre. If you want to know the will of God for your life, you must first decide to not conform to the world, Romans 12:1-2, and do what everybody else is doing. It seems like everywhere we turn, there are opinions about how we should look, what we should wear, even the type of exercises we should be doing, and what is considered good food or bad food. Listening and absorbing all this worldly information can leave you feeling confused and overwhelmed. The Holy Spirit should be the greatest influence in your life. And the solution here is to be determined to seek and follow God's solution to your fitness needs. So that was number one, ditch the status quo. Tip number two to discern God's will for your fitness is fix your spiritual diet. You cannot overexercise a poor diet. You are a result of what is inside of you. So begin developing a steady diet of reading God's word. This will change your thinking. Fitness begins on the inside and then manifests on the outside. You are essentially spirit with a soul living in a body. The spirit is eternal. The body is temporary. So when you work on that eternal, that's the fitness that will be lasting. So fix your spiritual diet. All parts of you need to be exercised and well nourished, but getting spiritually fit and making this your priority is going to help to renew your mind and elevate your perspective around health and fitness, and it will eventually impact your physical health. So that was number two, fix your spiritual diet. Now, the number three tip to discern God's will for your fitness is declutter the old junk. All right, so God's word is his will. And when our minds are renewed, we have to make space for the new by tossing out the old. You have to die to your own will. So your old way of thinking, your own will, your old desires, all these things are like clutter in a closet. And God wants to give you a new wardrobe, a new way of thinking, a new way of being, new desires, his will. And so if we don't take that old stuff out, We cannot make room for the new. It's always going to be competing. So be willing to set aside your own agenda and follow God's will. Isaiah 55, 8 through 9, and Matthew 26, 39. So your old way of thinking, including your own opinions, obviously didn't work out for you. So let's try something new. That's tip number three, declutter the old junk. All right, tip number four to understanding God's will for your fitness is to adopt God-level thoughts. Ask God to give you a clear vision of your life. This vision will help you align your goals and help determine your course of action. When you can see the vision, you can be the vision. From this, you will able to take realistic action steps and transform your habits, and your behaviors can line up with this God-level thinking. So once you see it, you can think it, you can imagine it, and you can then be it and walk into it. So God's vision for your life is very important, and reading the Bible more will help open your understanding, and it will be a tool to guide your decisions, even your thinking. What thoughts are you going to adopt, and what are you going to toss away? Whatever does not align with the Word of God is not God-level thinking and should not be adopted. All right, so that was number four, adopt God-level thoughts. Here we go with number five, the fifth tip to understanding the will of God for your life. Faith it until you make it. I'm going to say this again. Faith it until you make it. You don't have to fake anything because God has created you uniquely, you in his image and likeness. And so faith comes by hearing the word of God. So in your spirit, you already are all this that God created you to be. However, it may not be manifesting in the physical or in the natural. And so, hearing the word of God, including knowing who you are in Christ, what God thinks about you, is more important than anyone else's opinion, including your own. When you discover who God has made you to be and all the promises for you in Scripture, start to declare this out loud. Start to declare it over your life. Whenever the enemy starts opening his big mouth with negativity and lies, roar back and resist with the word of God. I would even suggest taking the time every day and declaring these biblical truths out loud until you believe them and make them your own. Now, I make it a habit when I start to hear these things, hear these lies, I look into the mirror and I look at myself. And I declare these truths. I say, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am a masterpiece of the work of the hands of the Creator. God made me beautiful. I am His chosen treasure. And I just continue to say these things and I believe them. And I start to then align everything else, my mindset, my vision of myself aligns with these truths. And it's a constant check because it is a constant warfare out there for your health and fitness. And the battlefield is in the mind. And so that was number five, faith it till you make it. And so number six, leverage the best fitness coach there will ever be, the Holy Spirit. So this is one of the biggest tips for me because the Holy Spirit, he promises that he's going to show us where to go, what to do, teach us in the way that we should go, and counsel us with his eye upon us. And the price has already been paid. He's here. He's ready. He's willing. And so bring him into every decision and activity. Learn to listen to God's voice by leveraging His written word. Reading the Bible more will help open your understanding and be a tool to guide your decision making. By reading God's word, you start to understand what His voice sounds like and can discern the voice of God, the Holy Spirit prompting you and leading you and giving you guidance and direction, and what does not come from Him. And so pray about everything you are uncertain about and obey when God speaks. Respond to Him when He gives you these next steps to follow. So tip number seven now, to discern the will of God for your fitness is to persevere and trust that God's vision will come to pass. So when you ask God for His ways and His plans, for Him to be involved, you also subscribe to His timeline. You cannot rush God's timeline, but you can sure slow it down. And so the good thing is that when God does something, it is lasting and not temporary. So it may take more time than what the world promises, but God's word is true every time, and His promises are yes and amen. So when we follow worldly strategies, worldly wisdom, we do fitness the way everybody else does, we can get in these roller coasters of progress, stagnation, and then going back. Aren't you tired of these roller coaster fitness ideas and solutions? Aren't you tired of just going through this rat race over and over again? So when we do things God's way, it may take longer, but He does it so He can build a good foundation and that we can sustain our fitness. So persevere and trust that the vision God gave you will come to pass. That is number seven. The number eight tip to help discern God's will for your fitness is to find joy in all that you do. Now, joy is a fruit of the Spirit, and God wants us to delight in Him. Delight in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Trust that God will give you the desire to do His will and to delight in Him. Philippians 2:13. When you learn to enjoy what you do, time will fly by and you will want to keep doing it. And before you know, progress is on its way. So the most progress is often found in the process. Find joy in all that you do. Choose activities that you enjoy, that make you happy, not what everyone else is telling you to do. All right. And you will find joy. All right. So moving on to number nine. Number nine tip to help discern God's will for your fitness and is to be led by peace. God gives you peace in your heart when you conform to His will. If you feel peace regarding what you're considering and it aligns with the word of God, then move forward with confidence. Philippians 4:7. Now, if you're feeling uneasy, uncomfortable, or like, I am not doing that, or it's causing you stress, because there are some fitness routines and programs that they're just stressful, and that is not going to get you to your health and fitness goals. It's not going to get you where God wants you to be. That is not peace. So number nine tip, be led by peace. And the number 10 tip to help you discern God's will for your fitness is to seek counsel and wisdom from those who share your faith. So I recommend follow Christian fitness experts on media platforms. Some recommendations that I personally follow and learn from are Alyssa Keaton with Revelation Wellness, Kim Dolan Leto. She has Strong Confident His podcast. Also, email blogs and updates and so many resources. So does Alyssa. Tara Josie from She Breaks Free. And she has a wonderful podcast. They're just quick, practical tips to help you in your health and fitness journey. I listen to Chelsea Blackbird, the Christian Health Club podcast. She's also known as the Christian Nutritionist. Her podcasts are powerful and really packed with wisdom. And these are podcast stations. These individuals have YouTube channels, sign up for blogs, and I know that there's so many more if you look, but vet them out because they have to share your faith, and you will know that from you're not gonna have to guess, are these folks Christian? I mean, look at the images they're posting, the content they're posting. These are folks that are gonna put Jesus in the center of their fitness. And so I gave you some recommendations to start from. Get advice from these ministries or confirmation of the way to go and the decisions that you need to make. Proverbs 11:14. And also don't forget to share these sources with others, including mine, Dr. Janelle Tavares. I have the Break Free and Get Fit podcast. Also, I have a YouTube channel, a Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. The world needs more light in the midst of this darkness and this just trying to get you into diet traps, amongst other things that the world offers. We need more light. We need more freedom. We need more Jesus. And so make sure that you share, support these individuals, and get your counsel from them, in addition to the Word of God and the Holy Spirit. And so I want to end this by praying for your health and fitness. And if you have been blessed by this, please make sure to leave a comment and share. And so, Father God, I thank you for every individual listening. I thank you for these tips, this guidance, Lord, to bring us closer to you, to bring us into your will so that we can walk in it and we can find health, we can find fitness, Lord, as long as we persevere and we keep seeking your face, we keep seeking your kingdom in our lives, Lord. And so I declare, Lord, that your kingdom come and your will be done in the lives of everybody listening, Lord. I declare greater levels of health, Lord. I declare greater levels of healing, Lord. And I ask, Lord, that you give them a greater level of revelation, of understanding, and of wisdom surrounding health and fitness, Lord. That your Holy Spirit come and touch them, Lord, and they allow the Spirit of God to lead them into all truth, to lead them, direct them, and guide their steps as they plan their health and fitness moving forward. Father God, we don't want to do anything without you. Without you, Lord. Without you, Jesus. Without you, Holy Spirit. Come into this area of our lives, God, more and more as we reflect your image and your likeness every day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you have been blessed by this podcast, please provide a rating and a comment and take advantage of the additional free resources such as the I Am Fit and Free Facebook group. It's private and it's amazing. Also, the I Am Fit and Free website. I would also love to keep you close, so come check out my YouTube channel, Instagram, TikTok, and I also have a link tree that just keeps all these things.